The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
And talking of natural disasters, Rolene, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. And you, Benj? Always a pleasure to chat to you.
Good, thank you. Welcome to Chai FM and 101.9 for your final Israel report on this show, anyway, of 5778.
Absolutely. And I think we can all look forward to, well, I hope we will have a year of blessings abundant and most of all peace, both in our beloved South Africa and our beloved Israel.
Yeah, absolutely. Someone who may not be getting blessings or at least a New Year's card is Paraguay, because they've decided to move their embassy back to Tel Aviv. That's not at all confusing, is it?
Well, they seem to be playing musical embassy, and I was actually on a shoot today, and part of our shoot was to deal with the moving of the Paraguayan embassy, which we couldn't actually find in Jerusalem. It was literally an office in Technology Park, which is where a lot of broadcasting organizations are. I mean, we couldn't find a flag, we couldn't find anything, but yes, Paraguay will move its embassy back to Tel Aviv from Jerusalem. And this is according to their foreign minister. And their foreign minister, Luis Alberto Castiglione, said Paraguay wants to contribute to an intensification of regional diplomatic efforts to achieve a broad, fair and lasting peace in the Middle East. And Israel has responded by closing its embassy in Paraguay and recalling its ambassador for consultations. And it is a bit of a balagan, as we say in Israel, because the former president, Horacio Cartes, made the decision to move the embassy to Jerusalem. And now his successor, who's the member of the same party as Cartes, decided that he will move it back, or he will reverse the decision. Now, there's been a lot of chat about why this happened. Some say, was it because of budgetary issues? But according to the Palestinians, the Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki, he apparently lobbied the Paraguayan president to reverse the move and move back to Tel Aviv. And he says he kept it quiet because he didn't want any pressure from the Israelis. So this seems to be the latest battlefield or arena where this kind of pressure is intensifying.
Yeah, also I think it had to do with the new president, because it was the old president who made the decision and then the new guy had to sort of deal with the problem, so to speak.
Oh, well, it's a bit ridiculous because they come from the same party, and you know, I don't think you make these decisions without consensus. So it is ridiculous.
Well, okay, I suppose we will have to keep an eye on that. At least they don't have soccer players who bite people. That's all I'm saying.
Oy vey's mir.
Yes, those are the Uruguayans, I think. Now, British Jews, not very happy. They're waking up to bus signs with very horrible things being said on them. And 40% of them are saying that they're going to leave if Jeremy Corbyn becomes prime minister.
Well, I've seen pictures of these bus shelters with comments about Israel being a racist endeavor. Benj, how much money do you think you pay to have a word like endeavor as part of your advertising campaign? But really repugnant. Not only is Israel not an endeavor, we are a country, an official nation state of the Jewish people, and we're also not racist. And if we want to talk about racism, perhaps the Brits should take a long, hard look at their own society. I mean, you know, Benji, Jeremy Corbyn says that Jews don't understand irony, but we understand full well the irony of somebody and his followers who say they are anti-racism being profoundly anti-Semitic. I mean, if that's not ironic, I don't know what is. So don't worry, Jeremy, you wanted to teach us a lesson. We learnt it. But things very seriously, as almost 40% of British Jews say they are seriously considering immigrating if the Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn does become Prime Minister. And this is a poll that was conducted for the Jewish Chronicle. So the crisis continues. And even though the Labour Party adopted parts of the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism, there is still a lot of anxiety. There is still a lot of criticism because they didn't adopt the definition in its entirety, which was one of the criteria or one of the requests from the Jewish community. They, of course, have left plenty of room to castigate Israel. They say, you know, they want to protect the freedom of speech to criticize Israel while protecting Palestinians. I mean, here's another lesson in irony, Benji. Maybe it's just me or maybe I don't understand irony, but do they know that you can support Palestinian nationhood while also supporting the right of Israel to exist? Is it just me?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thing. I think that they actually did end up adopting the full definition, but they added that bit at the end, which is kind of weird because the definition talks about, you know, being happy to, you're able to, in the definition, criticize Israel. It says that specifically. And it's interesting that in a definition of anti-Semitism, they then chose to add that extra bit about Palestinians as if somehow the two are linked. That is kind of bizarre.
It is bizarre. And, you know, the worry is that we can't discount the popularity of Corbyn. We can't discount Corbyn's popularity. He does enjoy great numbers of support. So the prospect of him becoming prime minister is not entirely unreasonable.
Yeah, absolutely. And his hold on the party has only gotten stronger, which is very, very disturbing. And I will say, though, at least that Sadiq Khan, who is the mayor of London, he condemned those adverts, or at least his office did, and they've been removed because it was actually a piece of vandalism. It wasn't like a properly done advert. It's basically like when you had Wits back in the day. And the PSC and BDS are putting up illegal posters. So it turns out that even in England, nothing changes when it comes to the anti-Israel lobby. Anyway, moving along to another country that has sort of problematic ties with Israel, that's Sweden. But they're up for an election, and perhaps things might change a little bit.
Things might change, but Benj, do we want these people as our friends? I mean, we have to consider the options here. So Sweden, who's not really a great friend of the state of Israel, the foreign minister of Wallström saying some profoundly offensive things over the last couple of years, especially during situations where we have had escalations with us and our neighbors, or like recently the wave of terror with which resulted in a lot of stabbing attacks, a lot of car rammings. But last week, the Swedish publication Expressen, and I say that without any attempts at an accent, they uncovered social media messages disseminated by three of the Sweden Democrats' municipal representatives. And in these social media posts, there was one was a picture of Anne Frank accompanied by the caption "coolest Jew in the shower room," which is too horrendous. And other captions like "international Jewry is thirsting for destroying Europe." And the problem is that even though they've banned anti-Semitism, they're known to support Israel. I mean, I really don't understand their logic. They've made these statements which are so profoundly offensive to us, and then go on to say Hamas uses civilians as human shields, therefore we support the right of Israel to defend itself. I mean, do they not understand that Israel is the nation state of the Jewish people, and that we take profound offense to the comments that they have said?
Yeah, I mean, these groups, I think they tend to like Jews mostly because they somehow see Jews and Muslims as being some enemy, and they really hate Muslims. So then they hate Jews as well, but they'll like Israel because of what they think they might be doing to Muslims or Arabs, because they don't like Arab immigrants or Muslim immigrants. It's a very kind of childish logic.
Enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah, whereas, you know, it looks in this case like the enemy of my enemy is just stupid. It is a bit of an issue. It turns out that the Swedes can't get anything right.
I mean, I don't know what's happened to Sweden. I mean, do we need to bring ABBA back?
Well, maybe if we just offer to buy a whole bunch of IKEA things for the Palestinians in Hamas, then they'll all just be happy, you know. Israel must go to Sweden.
They'll have something to do. They'll have something to build.
Exactly. Hamas, we'll go to Sweden, buy you a bunch of IKEA furniture, which is not missile friendly, and maybe you can help rebuild Gaza with that.
Exactly.
I think that that would work very well. Roni, thank you so much, and we'll chat to you again next year.
Well, there we go. See you in the new year, Bench.
Shana Tova. Roni Marks there, bringing us the Israel Report.